Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
I gotta do the disclaimer. Yes, I can. This is for entertainment purposes only. This is for entertainment purposes only. Big Mouth and J2. This is on our own opinion and nobody else's opinion. We don't want to disturb anybody or any other business that associated with it. All right. So we gotta say that. These are all opinions. Okay.
We do, because I ain't got no money. I can't do nothing for you, man.
No time to be sued.
Okay.
Yeah. So all righty now.
You just have to get in line. Look, you just have to get in line. What's up, dude? What's up?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff happening in the world. I think we want to give shouts out to all our people.
Yeah, you know what? We certainly do. Let's give shout out to all their listeners in where? Cuba,
China,
Brazil,
China,
LA,
LA,
DC, Chicago,
DC, Chicago,
Dallas,
Alaska,
Canada,
Atlanta, Canada,
Atlanta, all right, and
Atlanta,
New York, NYC.
New York. We can't forget New York.
Oh, heck no, so, not New York.
We
want to
thank y'all
shout
for
out,
listening in.
Out. So today is a pretty good day. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio.
It's a great day. We too legit.
Today's a beautiful day.
Yes,
so,
it is.
It's a good day. So we've got Miss Angela Barrett Mays on the show today.
Okay.
And she's going to be discussing about... She has a cannabis accounting firm. She's an entrepreneur.
Okay, that's serious.
Yeah, she's an entrepreneur.
Okay.
She's my ace coon boom. We both went to Howard together.
Howard,
you know. She's from Dallas in the thicket. You don't know nothing about that thicket, boy. You too young.
I'm too young for the thicket. I know about the
thicket. You don't know about that thicket. And I'm not even from Dallas. I know about the thicket. I was welcome in the thicket. Shoot. So she's going to be on today. And we're going to just discuss how her business impacts, you know, the community and what benefits people will serve from, you know, looking into that. And just different options and things that they have now that cannabis seems to
be... it's legal in, like, almost, 40 states now, almost?
Chicago, I know for sure.
Yeah. It's pretty much legal in almost 40 states, and I believe Texas is still trying to go through arbitration for that to get it legalized here in Texas. So this will be a great... this will be great for all the, you know, the listeners to see, okay, how do I need to start a business, or what do I need to know about the cannabis business. You know what I mean?
Right. Especially people of color. You know,
right.
You know my feelings on that whole thing anyway. I don't believe in supporting brick and mortar. I'd rather go down the street to Ray and give him whatever I can give him because I know what's going to support his family. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to talk about gentlemen that are locked up all these years for doing this.
Yeah, we need to talk about that, too.
You know. So, but that's just me. Hey, J2.
Yes.
I think I'm going to cut to a commercial real quick. And then you and I can chit-chat about what's been happening. Like,
oh, I got a lot of juice over here. A lot of tea
today,
over here.
And they had me loopity-doopity-doo-doo-doo-doo. So on that note,
okay.
I'm going to break into a commercial. I'll be right back.
All right. And that's what's up.
Today's podcast was brought to you by iCandy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. iCandy Hair Studio.
That's Manisha.
Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge. Lady Barber, I see you out there.
Big up to my sis, Lady Barber, and my niece, Candy, at iCandy. So back to what happened today. What?
You know what? Okay, before that, I want to give a big shout-out to Marcel Odom. And, of course, Blog Talk Radio. I want to give a big shout-out to both of them. Just for supporting the show.
Well, you know, we always have to pay homage to Sally Sell.
Yeah, Sally Sell. He didn't want to put us on, man. Love
him. He put us on, and he gave us that fever.
He put us on, didn't he?
And there we are. We're still here.
Yeah, we here.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
I had some Fruit Loops today.
Fruit Loops. Are y'all hearing that? Are y'all understanding that?
They were delicious. Well, they just had me off Fruity Diloopity Doobity Doobity in Walmart. Walmart alone is already crazy. But being off of Fruit Loops in Walmart is even more crazier. And you know I can hardly walk, so I had to hop around.
Yeah. I heard you had three men try to holler at you.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to figure out, is that the new game? Like, I was in the grocery store on the little electric cart on the scooter. And this dude comes up, and he's trying to hit on me. Then here comes this man on a cart, like I'm on one. And I looked at him. He's like, don't you want to get to know me? I said, man, I got my own benefits. I don't need yours.
Don't you want to know
me? I'm serious. And then just the other day when I went to Jewel, some dude came up, drove his little Audi up. I'm like, dude, do I look like I can't figure it out. I think that's a new game.
That's not a good come on line. Do you have a cigarette?
No, it's not. I hobbledy-hobbled my way
out. How you doing? Do you need help? What's your name? You know, can you start like that? How to court a woman? Don't start out, cigarette in an Audi? Don't you have a whole carton in your car?
What's happening, baby?
Okay.
I don't know. I just think it's the new game going to pick up, I guess I'm not really handicapped, but I do wobble de bobble. So I guess
that's the new thing. You're getting back to you.
Say it again, J2.
You're getting back to you. So that's okay.
I'm getting back to me, but I'm talking about these guys. I mean, I'm used to, like, old school where they would try to pick you up in the grocery store, you know, and not in the laundromat, stuff like that. But, like, I'm not elderly, but I'm handicapped in some way. And they
You're
keep pushing up on me. That's creepy. That's creepy.
Well, like I said, they're trying to look for a benefit. They want to be the beneficiary. Oh, yeah. See, beautiful.
Well,
see,
I can't do nothing for you, man. Dude. You know what, Jason, I wanted to discuss with you real quick. I would like to let women know, even men, to be careful out there in the streets because it's really crazy right now. If you happen to walk up to your car and see a zip tie on the handle, cut that off right away. And
try not to
touch it.
What's the zip tie mean?
Is when sex traffickers are lurking around and they'll follow you. They'll be able to see you and follow you with that zip tie on the door. Now, if you walk up to your door and you see white tissue stuffed in the door handle or on the window, don't touch them.
White tissue, brown tissue, what kind of tissue? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Any kind of tissue, white tissue, brown tissue. I don't know boo-boo tissue. I don't know tissue.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Don't touch it because they've already dipped it in some kind of solution
that's
not poisonous, but like make you sleepy, like a date drug type thing.
Like a date rape, but it's like semi-permeable to come through your skin if you touch it or something.
Yeah. And then if you see it on your windshield, don't touch it. And don't turn your windshield on to wipe it off because the person is following you. And if you pull over and try to wipe your window off, now you done got out the car, and he done followed you to wherever you are. So just be safe out there, y'all. Be safe out in population.
That is crazy. That's on another level of sex trafficking. That's on a totally different level. That's like, okay, they must be watching some Cabrini Greens or some. Oh, yeah, she got the zip tie on. We finna follow her.
No,
you know what
it ain't got to be Cabrini. First of all, I'm insulted that you would say Cabrini Greens because – that's out here. That was out here in Chicago. I knew and
they,
people that lived
gone,
out there and stuff. So I don't want – that's kind of insulting to them.
I'm not going to say that. Give me Chicago. Give me Chicago. I ain't going to say that.
Okay. So, all right. So I'm really getting excited because we're going to be talking to my girl in just a few minutes. So I'm going to break to another commercial. And I'm going to go to some music, and then we're going to bring in Miss Angela, and we're going to have a nice little chit-chat.
Okay. All right, and that's what's up.
All right.
That's what's up.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickie's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat? I don't know about y'all. You know, there's always a hiccup with me, and but that wasn't much, was it, J2?
That wasn't much, man. That wasn't much. We getting it together. You know what I'm saying? Trial and error, baby.
I'm just so excited that my girlfriend will be on and discussing, you know, her adventures and things. But in the meantime,
I'm pretty sure a lot of people got a lot of questions about that. Yeah,
all right.
I got a lot of news too, man. Of what's going on in Texas, man? There's a lot of stuff going on.
Oh Lord, I'll be back with
can
you.
I say, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Dayon on
that's
that.
That's like my
note.
Favorite part, like that.
Sing it now. Sing it. Sing it. Well, I'd like to bring in someone. I'm just excited. My girlfriend, Angela Barrett Mays. Miss Angela.
Hey.
Angela, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Are you there? Oh,
all right now.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Welcome, Angela.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, girl, most definitely. So I want to let the people know, I've said that you were an entrepreneur and
right.
had various businesses,
yes.
from real estate to your latest venture, which is cannabis accounting. Am I correct on that?
Yes, you're correct.
What?
All right, so if you want to let the people know a little bit about you, what that is.
Okay, I own a, well, I'm the founder and managing director of Cannabis Accounting and Consulting Group. Mm-hmm. We specialize in cannabis accounting for plant-touching businesses like dispensaries, cultivation, and manufacturers. We specifically focus on making sure that our clients are IRC, which is Internal Revenue Code, 280E compliant.
What does that mean? You know, that to me,
that
I just like, oh. It's like
no,
you're talking porn to me, girl.
I looked because you said like an alphanumeric code.
Right.
Okay.
So basically,
A B C D E F G. I don't know. So what that mean, man?
Yeah. So basically, in a nutshell, cannabis businesses, because technically they are illegal on the federal level, they are not allowed from an IRS or a tax standpoint to deduct or take credit, or let me say they're not allowed to take deductions, regular business deductions, or credits that are normally allowed for regular businesses. And what I mean by that is normally as a business, you are allowed to deduct your regular operating costs. When
right.
you are a cannabis business, you're not allowed to deduct your regular operating costs or take advantage of tax credits that are allowed to most businesses. So,
okay, so
let me ask you this.
So, okay.
In
you
the
got,
community, like the black community or the community of color, are they aware of these things? You know, because most of these brick-and-mortar stores that you see aren't owned by people of color, and they seem to be getting them with ease. Is that something we could be more aware of on what you're speaking about to get involved in to possibly
right.
open up our own brick-and-mortar stores?
My answer to that question is yes and no. More businesses, more cannabis or plant-touching businesses, and when you refer to brick-and-mortar, I'm assuming you're talking about retail dispensaries, whether they are medical
right, right.
or recreational. Most of them are aware of 280E. They just may not be applying it correctly. And what I mean by
okay.
applying it correctly is having an accountant who is familiar with cannabis accounting that makes sure that their books are compliant with IRC 280.
Okay.
So,
okay, I got a question.
Okay.
I got a question also. So dealing with cannabis, regardless if it's in the state that allows, you know, people to sell cannabis with a business, so you're saying that your business costs, the building, the water, the lights, whatever it is that they can apply for with that 280E. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah.
They can get those write-offs, you know, for like, okay, we're starting our business. Like, it's like, say, if I want to start a business, and I'm like, okay, I have the building costs, I have the lights, the infrareds, whatever I'm doing, hydroponics or whatever, then you come in and be like, okay, this is what you can get a write-off for, or you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm not saying
right,
it right, but
I understand what you're saying.
Explain it to me.
So basically, the way that it's set up, and I'm just going to try to break it down as easy for non-accountants to understand.
Like people like me, because I'm stuck on stupid. No, I'm just going to go ahead.
What you're allowed to do, like when you sell your product, whether you're a dispensary selling products in your retail establishment, or you are a grow selling flower, you capture those sales. Then you're also allowed to capture what's called cost of goods sold. And these are the costs that you incur to grow your product or to purchase your product if you are a retailer. So normally you would take your sales and then you would subtract your cost of goods sold and you would come up with your gross profit. Your gross profit is what you are taxed on in the cannabis space, which means that whether you are a, depends on how your entity is set up. If you're an LLC, pass-through entity, an S-Corp or C-Corp, your gross profit is what you're going to pay taxes on, what's going to flow through to the various owners.
But
now, if you are a regular business, you have the operating expenses that you would incur to run your business, like advertising and marketing, your website, your rent, transportation costs, travel costs, all of those costs, if you were a regular business, you would subtract those from your gross profit to come up with your net income or net loss. That's what you would be taxed on from a regular business standpoint. Cannabis businesses are not allowed to take those costs.
Right, subtract those costs from that point.
From that gross profit.
So,
however,
then you come in and do what? What
so
do you do
for me? For me, I would come in and apply for those accountants who do cannabis accounting are aware that IRC 280E allows cannabis businesses to allocate a portion of their operating expenses into their cost of goods sold, thereby decreasing their tax liability. So basically, your 280E allows you to take advantage of another Internal Revenue Code called 471.
That's girl, now you know I'm slow right now. I'm like, I'm lost in the thought.
And that's exactly why if you were the owner of a cannabis business, you would reach out to me and say, okay, I'm lost. I need your help. So
I
that's
need your help, the girl.
Right.
I need your help helping me understand what I'm hearing.
I got this one. Can I say something?
Hey,
let me jump in real quick. I got
this
one.
Hold on real quick.
I'm going to
break the commercial real quick, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go to the commercial, and I'll be right back, y'all.
That's what's up.
Okay.
You're right.
I look fly, and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to That's What's Up on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody that's out there that's listening. What's the call number? 563-999-3477 is the call in. We have Angela Barrett Mays here. She's talking about her business, about the cannabis accounting business. I know we all would like to hear this. So, we love the cannabis.
Okay, because I got a question for Andy.
Okay.
All right.
And so let's say, okay, I need that 280, you know. I might be right, but I want to make it professional. So I need to call you to get the what do you call it, the exempts, like, as far as the building, as far as the, you know, lighting, as far as, you know, the, you know, how long it takes to grow the plants in that situation, as furthermore. So I got your big mouth because I'm in it. I know what you said. So that's who I need. I need to call you to say, okay, how do I get my exempts, basically?
Right. You would call me because I would be able to help you. The way it's set up, you're going to pay taxes anyway. You're going to pay taxes on that gross profit. It's just a matter of reducing that gross profit by allocating what IRC 471 allows you to allocate of those operating expenses into your cost of goods sold.
Okay.
Wow. That's super awesome. So I'm going to have to call you as soon as we get our phone.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as you get your license, because a lot of people normally wait to after they have been in operation to bring on an accountant. I think the best time to bring in an accountant as soon as you get your license and before you start operating. That way they can come in and set your books up. Let me go back and say, get a cannabis accountant who can set your books
up. Make it very clear.
Not just an accountant.
Right.
Not just an accountant.
Right, okay. Exactly. Because any accountant can do accounting, but only a cannabis accountant can do cannabis accounting.
You specialize
now.
So, Angela, let's let the people know a little bit about you that you went to, you know, HU.
Yes, Howard University. I went to Howard University, and that's where you and I met. Studied international business, minored in finance.
She's so smart.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, I do. Yes, she got a man. I got a man.
Look, I don't want him mad at me on the show. I was just asking.
I got a man. and she from the thicket. I told you don't know nothing about that boy.
She's from
the thicket.
Yes, I am. That's where I grew up.
Too. Josh is from Dallas, too.
Yeah, I'm from Dallas, too. I'm in Dallas right now.
My grandmother owned property, like, right across from Lovefield Airport. It's still in the family. My uncle built a laundromat there, and my grandmother's house is still there right next to the laundromat. So I grew up with my cousins. Directly across from Love Field, we could watch the plane land and take off. But yeah, that's where
you open the front door
right there
and there's the runway.
Lemon and Mockingbird. Yep.
Yeah. I know exactly what it is. And you know what? I'm just gonna wash clothes with y'all from now.
Okay. Right there
and
at Lemon. That's exactly.
a beautiful little princess who is turning into what a dancer. You know, I love that.
Yes, I have a daughter named Zoe, and she's in competition dance, and I have a son that's actually in Houston. He just graduated from Texas Southern University with a degree in marketing.
CSU, yeah. Come on with it, University of Houston. You
CSU. Yep, HBCU.
I told you she ain't nothing to play with.
I see that.
Well, thank you.
So, well, I guess I need to play a little something, and then we'll come back and chit-chat some more, if you don't mind.
Don't we have a few call-ins or something, a few people calling in?
Right now, yeah, I don't see anything on the switchboard yet, so I'm going to play some music, and then we're going to come back and chit-chat with Andy.
Okay, and that's what's up.
Looking to hear, I've been a walk in places I can't get. Now I got all these feelings, don't know which one to feel. I go to sleep with a constant ring of pain, and now I'm ready. Couldn't always see the view, I felt like giving up on you. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Big Mouth and J2. That was my girl, April. Man, I'm just so excited about this.
That was a great song.
You can catch her on Spotify, on Tidal. What else? Oh, man. Tidal, YouTube. She just
everything.
Apple Music. She just got a whole bunch of things going on. So, welcome back. It's you and I and Angie. And we're talking about her cannabis business. It looks like we do have a caller, and I'm really excited about that. So I'm about to pull a caller in real quick and see what's going on here. What's up, caller? Welcome. It's your girl, Big Mouth. How you doing?
Hey.
Where you calling from, caller?
New Jersey.
New
Jersey? Get out.
Jersey.
So, caller, I don't know if you've been listening to our conversation tonight. I was talking with Mrs. Angela Barrett Mays, about her cannabis accounting firm.
What questions did you have?
Well, as a black woman... How did you get into something like this? You know, that's another thing I want to know about.
That was going to be my first question. Like, how do you get into something like this? Because I think we always think, you know, it's something bad.
And
you're right. Cannabis does have a negative stigma. And for me, actually, from an accounting standpoint, there are not a lot of accounting firms, some of the mid-sized to bigger firms in the U.S. that are in the cannabis industry because of the fact that it is still illegal on the federal level. And what that does, it allows for people who are small businesses to get in the industry early and build their businesses and already be ahead of the game. I was actually introduced to this, to cannabis accounting from another woman, an African-American woman. Her name is Naomi Granger, and she currently runs, has a business that caters specifically to the cannabis industry. She owns an association. She started an association called the National Association of Cannabis Accounting and Tax Professionals. And basically what she does is provide training and a cannabis certification program. I was one of the first of several accountants.
Oh, we lost for a second there.
I'm one of several.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I think Angela was going in and out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. But, yes, she has a certification program where she's now certifying cannabis accounting professionals, and I was one of the first of several accountants to go through her certification program. So it's starting to get pick up as far as from an accounting standpoint, but because it is still legal, there is a lot of negative and stigma around cannabis, period, and then people in the field of accounting actually getting into it because it's still kind of murky, you know what I'm saying? So but that's how I got involved. I mean, I was already doing accounting, but this allowed me to pick a niche and focus on that niche.
Drop your own lane, basically.
Right. So I really like it. It's a lot of opportunity here, regardless of whether you are an accountant or you could be a real estate agent. You could help cannabis businesses find real estate and, you know, to open up their operations. If you're
in construction. How long does that how long does it take to be certified as a
this certification program? I think was
and what they call
weeks.
You a cannabis accountant?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm a certified cannabis accountant.
Wow,
after going through her program,
thing.
But yeah, so it just focuses specifically on various things that we will encounter doing the accounting. And I was already doing the accounting for 3 years prior to doing the certification. It just kind of helps to give you that edge and give you a little bit more education, because we have training literally 2 or 3 times a month where she's bringing in various experts within the industry, banking experts, because banks are really not in the industry yet because it's still illegal. So there, it's hard for cannabis businesses to get banking. And they have to deal in cash, which is another problem. So it's still evolving. That's what I'm going to say. It's an industry that's still evolving. Mm-hmm.
Angie, I got a question that that follows with April's question. So before we even get into it, what is the difference between the state and the federal law that makes it illegal? You know, like I live in Texas, so you know it's illegal in
Texas.
Right. Legal on the state level, but not on the federal level, even though they allow that in the states that allow.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to know what's the difference between the state level and the federal level. So that's where you come in to make it legal. What's the difference?
The difference is each state that has passed a law to make it legal are allowed to operate, people are allowed to operate medical and in some cases recreational businesses. Now, what has happened on a federal level, and I don't want to misquote, what has happened, I want to say the DEA has decided that they will not prosecute any state legally run business that's legalized within that state by the state law.
Well, I've been trying to hold my tongue. It's legal out here in the Shy.
It's legal
but
in Illinois.
But my problem with this is, this is what I have a problem with, and I'm just going to be flat out. I'm all for an accountant. I agree with that. But my problem is, for years, young black men were being arrested for selling stuff on the corners, and then they continue to keep them locked up. You know, instead of letting them go now that it's legal in certain places. And I have a hard time supporting some of these brick and mortar spots.
I know where you're going.
You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I'm going up the street to Ray Ray, y'all. I'm going up the street. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to see Ray Ray. That's where I'm going to be.
Going to see Ray Ray on the block
and
right now.
And
North Street.
And Carla, this is where people like us, and I say us meaning, and not just African-Americans, but people like us within the legalized states need to make sure that their legislators on a local and state level start pushing laws, well, I guess start pushing to get these people out of jail. And I'm trying to think of, there's some states that have started the process of going through and trying and expunging records. Like there's a whole like nonprofits within various states who work with or focus on legislation that will help get these people who have been, who was targeted during the war on drugs,
right,
out of prison,
there's people. It's a business.
And people who were arrested and maybe are out now, there have been programs within the state that, and it depends on the state, and New Jersey is one of the states that is working with those who have been affected by the war on drugs, who were arrested and maybe they're out now, to be able to get, they're called social equity programs, where they can apply for licenses and get a license to either own a dispensary, grow, manufacture, or what have you. And it varies by state. I know that Massachusetts has a pretty good social equity program. Jersey has one. I know that now that New York has come on board, they're working to put one together. And the current governor has come out to make sure that the programs that they put together in New York is a robust program that will take into effect those people that black and brown men who were targeted during the war on drugs can get licenses, because these licenses, y'all, when people go and put out, fill out these applications to even apply, sometimes the application fee alone can be anywhere from $5,000 to $30,000 just for the application. That doesn't even mean that the application is going to be accepted.
When you can just go up the street to Ray and get what you got to get.
Ray needs to get his business in order.
It's always a gimmick. It's always, I'm not going to say a gimmick, but it, to me, it's just another means of them holding certain individuals back from means of profit. That's just me.
And Oakland
and
also has a program.
I hear what she's saying, because she's saying that each state got different laws, but it's still illegal on a federal level. But you got to what you are allowed to do while you own an cannabis business.
But it ain't too legal on federal level, I'm saying, because if people are opening up stores, fancy, dancy, clancy stores, you know, and you looking in glass boxes and that stuff that you could just go walk up to somebody and look. Well,
it is fancy.
You know, I told you, shout out to Jane Blaze, I got a chick out this way. She infuses everything. Those Fruit Loops that I ate today, the Fruit Loops I had today, she makes macaroni and cheese. She be cooking, and she has macaroni and cheese. I'm thinking about hosting a little dinner party and have her cooking my meal.
I'm coming to Chicago.
For real? Gameplay.
Okay, Miss
Amy.
Can you tell people how to reach you, Miss Amy? I was going to say, here
in New Jersey, I think the problem is fees, but just to go off of what you said, Carla, I get what you're saying, and I could go with Ray Ray and them, but at the end of the day, if it's legal and you can make it legally and do what you do, it's always going to be better. It sets you up better. You know, the corner boys been doing bit. They need to go get degrees and open up businesses, because they got better business structure.
That's where a lot of the knowledge comes from. Why not make it legit? Now there's somebody who's just, and then
you have to remember, a lot of the stuff that a lot of people won't be able to get some of the things expunged just because of the transport of it. Like when you transport across lines and you have guns and stuff like that, that changes your ability to have things expunged. So, because now you're
a whole different, and you're right.
Now you're talking about some other stuff.
But when they used to get stopped in cars and, oh, they had a blunt or, you know.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Those are the ones. Right, you bring up a great point, and that's it. Those are the ones.
There's in Jersey where, you know, how much it is that you get before, how much you have to have before it's a felony or it's a misdemeanor, I forget. But either way it go, I mean, yeah, they always going to find a way that they can get some money. It's always going to benefit them. The government always going to figure out how to benefit them. But then you got to understand, all of those simple charges and stuff like that was filling up a jail. Taking kids from their fathers from kids and mothers from kids.
Right.
And it was a family. So, we should really, like, I know that we are used to being, you know, selling out the back door and all that stuff, but we should work to be legit so that we can leave our kids a legacy. Because
and I agree
we
with
don't
you
leave
on that
kids
one.
Legacy.
We don't leave them.
You know, we leave them with all kinds of bills, and we got to do GoFundMe. We don't, you know, back in the day, they used to make sure they had life insurance. They don't make sure they have life insurance now. They don't got no funds for the kids to go to school and stuff like that. So if they can set themselves up to sell it and be legal and leave something for their kids and their kids not have to struggle to go to college, they don't need no forgiveness, you know, loan forgiveness if they got something to go to school with. So, I mean, I guess it's a twofold, but I agree.
Yeah.
They definitely Sham and Ray Ray in them.
All right. Well, on that note, y'all, I'm going to break to a song real quick, and then we'll be right back. And caller, I would hope if you'd like to stay on the line, if you want to continue to chit-chat with us, we would love it. On that note, I'll be right back, y'all.
All right.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take away. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
I'm happy. I know don't quit my day job. I can't sing a lick. I love that song, and it just makes me feel
love it.
What's up, J2? How's everything out that way?
Man, I think everything was good, man. Good now, but everything's gravy, baby. You know, there's been a lot of things going on in Dallas, man. School shootings.
Welcome back, y'all. That's what's up. We've got Angela Bear,
man. You know, that kids are
and
crazy,
we've got our caller from New Jersey. This is really cool. I love this.
Yeah. Gravy day.
Gravy day,
man. Gravy day. And
all
I just
right.
thank
so
Angie
we've
for
been talking
comment.
About cannabis accounting, a little bit about a little Howard stuff. Now, I'm not going to go there, but we could be nosy. But I'm not going to be
because
nosy.
Because y'all all University of Howard. I'm a J-State TSU, you know. I'm coming from
Yo,
the swag.
We was back there when Puffy was the sound guy. He was my sound guy for the dance ensemble at Howard. at that time.
Y'all was
so,
dancing back
know,
then.
We got some stories for you, for real, y'all.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
Y'all got a lot of stories then.
I'm not going there. She's married
yeah.
now. She's married now.
I'm married now, yeah. We just had a very good time and took advantage of being in D.C. Mm-hmm. D.C. was
so
very
fun. I will be there in October for homecoming. Yay. So we're going
Finally.
Out to dinner, girl.
Okay.
So call
okay.
us.
Yeah.
We're going out there in New Jersey. How's the weather out there? What's going on out there?
It's warm. You know, we about to get into fall. It's about to. You can feel the cold trying to come in. Yeah, you can feel it. You can feel it coming. You can start feeling it coming in, but
you can smell
it's still
it, can't
hot.
You can smell it because
yeah.
I can smell it out here in Chicago. The change in the weather.
Yes.
Y'all know what they said.
It's just hot.
Y'all know what they said about the weather? They said we got something like El Nino coming in, but it's like the world is messing up. They're saying that it never had a depression like that that's coming in the next week or so. Because I do watch
You know, I already told you we in the state of Armageddon.
Yeah, you already know the world's going to turn upside down. So, but
if
they're saying
station,
there's nothing like that ever happened.
Stuff, crazy stuff is going on. People picking women, handicapped women up at grocery stores. Yeah, it's all kinds of crazy.
You know what?
Don't you want to meet me?
We think a lot of this is new, but it's really not. People been doing crazy stuff
it's
forever. We just have phones.
Yeah.
We just
You're
have
right about that,
and film everything. You know.
Well,
that's so true.
I mean, it's more frequent, but it also seems a lot more frequent now since, you know, everything is so accessible.
TV, internet, all that stuff. Yeah, just polarize.
Yeah.
You get information quicker because before it would take 10 days before you find out about something somewhere. And then now you get it within 2 minutes.
Yep.
Right. Right. Not even 2 minutes. More than
Okay, well,
snap. So,
I mean, but we just had the VMAs here. Queen Latifah is hosting 24 Hours of Peace in Newark. They're doing it from 6 p.m. Friday tomorrow to 6 p.m. Saturday. So they got a whole slew of people. Jersey is thick up in that lineup.
you know, I've
oh,
been
wow.
to Jersey.
When is this? This weekend?
Look,
Yeah. He does a 24 hours of peace. And a lot of people were saying, well, why they have these rappers, you know, that promote this, whatever. And they was like, well, in order for you to have 24 hours of peace, the people that you need not to be shooting need to be somewhere being entertained. So you got to have who they
right.
are.
Right. Because if they not making no money, they shooting.
Indeed.
Yeah, I've been to Camden. I've been to Camden, New Jersey, Trenton, you know, so I definitely know how New Jersey is, you know, Willingsboro, and, you know, all in there. So I definitely.
Well, I'm glad you've got a good geographic understanding.
Yeah, I definitely do. I definitely do.
That's a whole nother, Camden is like a whole, that's really like being in Philly.
Man, you go to Camden,
that's
man, you might not
more,
make it out.
Yeah, close to Philly. Yeah. going there is like, I mean, then we have Dupree Kelly, who became councilman So he was from Lords of the Underground. And he is now
Oh,
wow.
You
got Redman.
Did you just say
Lords
of the Underground?
Pretty Kelly, he just became councilman.
Wow.
He's elevated.
Indeed.
That's nice
Indeed.
To hear, though. That's good to hear. Now, I know something's coming up that way, and some kind of classic, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
In New York.
The Howard and Morehouse Classic is the first year of the of this HBCU Classic, and it's going to be at the stadium. Is it called Rutherford, New Jersey, a stadium there?
Oh,
it's coming up the 17th.
Yeah, that's at the middle one.
Yeah, that's the 17th of
that's where they
September.
Yeah.
Oh, that's in September.
I mean, so
it's in a couple weeks.
A lot of filming going on here.
Right.
You know, parts of the Pfizer is done here. Parts of Order. Parts of the Wu-Tang Clan, they've been filming all kinds of movies they've done. I think the last one that I saw was, Walking Dead. They did some stuff here. So, you know, they get ready to build a big movie production center in Newark. So,
wow. That's
great.
Good.
Yeah.
It's
going to bring so many jobs into an area where people really, really, really need it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
Nice.
I mean,
they need us also. Turn
around, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But, again, the cannabis thing here, like, it's like because it's legal now, the only thing is, like, when you go in the hood, that's all you smell is
Would you laugh
right there real quick? You got the chicken sack, the bodega, the Chinese store, a church, and of course on every corner there is somebody's lighting it up.
There's gonna be a cannabis convention.
Two churches at the corner. It's a church and a mosque at the corner. I'm just saying.
And a liquor store.
And a liquor store right there at the corner. Let's go out and get that Thunderbird right there.
They be across the street from each other. And guess what? They still make money. Legitly.
Fried chicken and mama sauce.
I'm trying to figure out how I can buy me a bodega.
I just want to get a hot dog stand out there and sell hot dogs out there in D.C. on one of them stands.
You know
what
you
I wanted to do when I was in college. I was going to do that.
You don't see the hot dog stands as much now as you see the food trucks.
I want to do an elote stand out here in Illinois. I'm serious.
You know the food
and
trucks are big in The food trucks are big in Texas.
The cost
the food
is
truck,
the overhead ain't that much. You can buy 10 ears of corn for a dollar. You make your money back off one cup for $2.
Mayonnaise and some feta cheese and a little sriracha on top. You know, a lot of this.
Sriracha sauce.
y'all
know
okay.
I like
I
to
y'all
eat.
Y'all
I'm a foodie. Okay. I'm a foodie. I like to eat. I like to eat, y'all.
A good crazy.
All right. So on that note, real quick, I've got to cut to a commercial again. And we shall be right back. J2, check out what I need to check out, all right, while I'm on this commercial.
All right, I got you. Gotcha.
We'll be right back, y'all. That's what's up.
And that's what's up.
Podcast is brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Manisha.
Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop.
is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, Lady Barber?
Welcome back, y'all, to That's What's Up. It's your girl, Big Mouth, and J2 are here with my ace coon boon, Angela Barrett Mays, talking about the cannabis accounting. So, I just really want to thank you, Angela, for spending this time with us tonight and telling us about the accounting firm and the various avenues that people need to be aware of if they want to get into a cannabis store and to do it the right way. And that letting them know
right.
that you just can't have an accountant. You have to have a cannabis accountant so that they'll know the difference of the ins and outs and what they should have to do. And I appreciate you letting people know about this. If someone wanted to get in contact with you, is there a phone number? Is there a website? Is there something on Facebook or Instagram that these people can go to? Well, could you do that real quick for me?
Drop it out.
I'm on Facebook as The Blunt Accountant. And that's where you can find me on Facebook and also on Twitter and Instagram under Angela Mays, The Blunt Accountant. And my website is, the name of my company is Cannabis Accounting and Consulting Group. So my website is cacgroupllc.com.
All right.
Is there a phone number or anything?
202-643-2205.
Yay, I'm just so excited to end. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you too.
Love
Thank you for having me.
You. JT, you want to say anything to Angela before we let her go?
Look, I'm going to have to call you, Blunt Town, and I'm going to have to get one of them blunts. You know what I'm talking about?
She's married now. She's married.
You already know. I ain't trying to start no mess. Stop it.
Don't start none. Won't be none.
Won't be none.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Oh,
we appreciate it. So hopefully everybody got some information from it and learned something from what you said.
And
I
can definitely reach out.
Hear about figure out alphabet soup over there for a minute. I was like, what? ABCDEFG. All right, J2, hold on. I'll be right back with you, Miss Angela. Thanks so much. And
thank
you. Have
you.
A beautiful evening.
All right, you
and
too.
We appreciate you. Have a good night.
Bye bye. All right.
Bye. I love you. J2.
Love you too.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Yeah, man, it wasn't far through, man. I'm gonna have to go ahead and get on this as soon as we get off the line, and I had to chop a few people up real quick, but that's what's going on right now.
Don't chop them up too much because you need them again down the line. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't going to put nobody's name in the front line, but I'm going to have to chop a couple people up.
No, just don't chop them up. Don't chop them up. So on that note, J2.
All right.
You got your word for the day or something that you want to say to the people?
Yeah, I just want to let your best move be your next move. Let's keep going. keeps thriving. Look, you can start from the bottom and say you got the faith of a mustard seed, then you can move mountains. And that's exactly what we're doing. We are moving mountains. We're moving our mountains from ourselves, from people, from attitudes, or from whatever. We can move mountains with faith of a mustard seed. And we can do this, you know. Just one step, put one foot in front of the other.
Put one foot in front of the other.
And you know what? Everybody, look, Big Mouth, ain't everybody acquired to move forward. Sometimes you have to leave some people behind because they're dead weight.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Well, on that note, we just want to thank everybody for checking us out tonight. We hope that you log in and listen to us again next week. Shout out to Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to China, to Brazil, LA,
Brazil.
Chicago, DC, New Jersey,
we
Atlanta.
We love it.
Alaska. Yeah, we love it. We love you. Like the farmer said to the potato, a plant you now, a dig you later.
Oh,
hi, J2. Love you, smooches.
Oh, Big Mouth, love you, side town, D-town. We out.
Hold it down
and
up
there,
D-town. And Triple D, you hold it down. All right, y'all.
Triple D,
man, I have to see you, bro.
I have to see you. I'm coming to see you.
Hasta mañana. Hasta luego. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Then that's what's up.
What's up?
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.